I know that the paramount issue is food, but Dijon Province has already donated a third of our egg salad. I don't know what more you can expect us to do.
Well, must it always be about egg salad for you, Senator Spellbrain? The issue here is a matter of principle.
But what good is principle, Count von Glib, if you can't back it up with force?
Gentlemen, please, this bickering is pointless. We are here to help the International Union chart a course forward. Let's get down to business, and you will have the extensive gratitude of I, Jeffrey, King of Flirtland.
The Blue Tau Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas. Starring Matt Heller and Ben McClure.
Also starring Melissa Cacciola, with Marie O'Reilly and Ryan Anton.
Episode 48.
As our story resumes, two adventurers move toward a civic building a moderate way into the northern tribes.
Sticker Brain! Could it be that the end of our quest is at hand?
Well, our quest was to get to the civic center of Camel Happy, one of the Middle North tribes of the Northern Tribes, and here we are, so I guess, yeah, our quest is just about over.
But I don't understand. It seems like we were just with Princess Amanda leaving the Northern Tribes, and now all of a sudden we're back again. It's like we're making this up as we go along.
I'm more worried about that accident we had on the way over. How could both wheels come off our carriage at once like that? At least nobody was hurt.
Hello, are you folks looking for the Department of Civil Records? If so, here you are. How can I help you?
Yeah, my wife and I are after some information. We want to see all the records of life in this area over the last 25 years. We know it's going to be a lot, but we are ready to put some elbow grease into it.
But unseen to Sticklebrain and Greta, two pairs of crafty eyes watch this conversation from a hidden vantage point.
Consarn it all, Bug! It didn't work. Those Sticklebrains got to the civic office safely.
Don't worry, Monty. We'll get 'em yet. I have a new plan hatching away. One that's guaranteed to put them 6 feet under.
Days later, back in Flirtland, the Castle Royale welcomes the return of an inhabitant who's been away for far too long.
This way, Your Highness. Your brother was eager to see you as soon as possible.
Thank you, Mr. Dancer, was it?
Yeah, that's right. Royal Guard, former resistance fighter. I probably remind you of Mr. Prancer from the Captain Strong's crew. People are always mixing us up.
Yes, I can see that. You two must be brothers or cousins or something.
No, we're not related. It's just a wacky coincidence. Here we are.
I think you're right, Lord Garfield, but I am prepared to stare down Senator Spellbrain if necessary. Amanda, you're here!
That's right, Your Majesty. Presenting Her Royal Highness...
Oh, he knows who I am, Dancer. Jeffrey, how wonderful to see you.
Perhaps we should continue this conversation later.
Yeah, perhaps. So, Amanda, how did it go in the Outer Kingdoms?
Which way is it to my private quarters? Over here?
Fruitful. Emperor Snarly of the Lone Island pledges his support for what it's worth. But what about Greta and Sticklebrain?
No, sir. That's a closet.
Oh, nothing yet, but I'm sure they're getting along swimmingly.
Where is King Jeffrey? Is he in here?
Oh, dear, Senator Spellbrain. He's been acting particularly obstinate. I was wondering, actually, if you wouldn't mind working your charm with him.
I need to speak with him now!
Well, certainly I can try. I'll do my best.
In the name of egg salad, I will not be denied!
Still later, back in the Northern Tribe's civic building...
Well, here's the next batch. Land sales, adoption notices, magazine subscription cancellations, all from 15 to 20 years ago. By the way, I couldn't help but notice that bump on your head. Everything okay, Mr. Sticklebrain?
Yeah, but it almost wasn't. My wife and I were nearly the victims of an avalanche.
Yeah, an avalanche of bricks from the roof of our inn! That comes a day after our bed was lit on fire! We escaped, but we lost all our money. I don't know how we're going to pay for our travel back home.
And the day before that, a poisonous snake wound up in our salad. If I was the suspicious type, I might be getting worried.
Well, I wouldn't read too much into it. After all, who'd want to harm someone just digging around through piles of 20-year-old buried records? I mean, come on, really.
Meanwhile, secreted away nearby...
Consarn it all, Bug! They're still alive! and closer than ever to finding out our boss's secrets. Let's drop these crazy plans of yours and go for something direct.
Hold your horses, Monty. I've got one more idea. One that's guaranteed to send them to meet their maker. Our employer will be well pleased, not only with our success, but with the creative flourish we'll bring into our work.
And as things continued, back in Flirdland, important matters were being decided behind closed doors.
Your Majesty, sorry to interrupt your important matters, but the Royal Guard have just intercepted a disturbing message that we thought you'd want to know about. Immediately.
All right, the shade of red for the celebratory carpet will just have to wait. Hand it over. What? Good night! Quickly, follow me!
And soon, in another office...
Why are you being so stubborn and pig-headed, Senator Spellbrain? You'd see my brother has your best interest in mind if you weren't so obtuse!
Excuse me, I am not used to being insulted to my face. As a senator, people usually do it behind my back. And why am I meeting with you and not the king?
Because he's busy with real challenges, and because he thought I'd be better at warming you up. But apparently he couldn't have been more wrong. What the... Mr. Dancer, what's going on?
I'm with the king, your highness. We are arresting Senator Spellbrain.
That's right. The jig is up, Senator. We've intercepted the communique that reveals your heinous plans. Plans to do nothing less than hire assassins to take out our good friends Greta and Sticklebrain on their fact-finding mission to the Northern Tribes.
What?
What?
What? Oh, sorry, I knew that.
Greta and Sticklebrain? Can it be true? Are they in danger?
This is preposterous, your majesty. What do I have to gain from attacking your friends of yours?
I don't know, Senator, but that's what I aim to find out. Take him away, boys.
Not long after, in the Northern Tribes.
Greta, this is it. These land deeds are precisely what we are looking for. King Gooba did live here in the Northern Tribes, and it seems he ran a successful yogurt operation until he abruptly sold it. No indication here of why, but look, the name of the person who bought the land from him.
Guten Abend! Who could have guessed? If it was known that a senior member of the International Union was so closely involved with financing King Goober...
Yeah, the political embarrassment would be inestimable. One might even be willing to kill to keep it quiet.
Fortunately, that has nothing to do with us. Oh, come on, let's go!
And soon, in the lobby of the building...
Well, I'm glad you folks found what you were looking for.
Well, thanks for all your help, Mr.
Oh, that's not important. I'm just happy to help. Between you and me, I'm doing a lot better than at my last job when I managed the prison at Woolahoo. At least, I did until someone broke out of some prisoners with a cartload of bricks. Boy, did I foul that up. They just don't let you do a job like that with those sort of credentials.
Sorry about that.
Oh, never mind. It's not like it's your fault. And then somehow I wandered to these parts before I realized that we were almost at war with these guys. Good thing that's all behind us, eh? Well, I better put these documents away. Whoops! Oh, drat. Dropping things everywhere.
Never mind. We'll help you out with that.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Greta, what is it?
Sticklebrain! It's records from an orphanage from 19 years ago!
What about it?
Don't you see? The name of the person who dropped off that baby! It's my sister, Frida!
Meanwhile, hiding in a nearby alley...
Consarn it all, Bug! Is this really how you plan to do away with the Sticklebrains? A herd of wild boar? Is this really a reliable way of taking out a victim?
Are you kidding, Monty? Look at these beasts. They're guaranteed to send those Sticklebrains into the afterlife. Now hold tight under that leash until we can see them come out.
But, consarn it all, Bug! What's taking them so long? These wild boars are getting restless. Oh no, they're getting loose!
No, don't let them go! No! Ah!
And back inside.
Don't you see, Sticklebrain? Frida never had a baby, but I did. I gave up my child for adoption, but Frida handled the logistics of it. I never knew what became of my child, but now, thanks to this, I can finally find out.
Yeah, all we need to do is find the adoption records for the orphanage, and...
You guys might want to hang tight for a while. It seems like there's a wild boar or two running loose out there. Don't know how it happened, but I'm sure they'll have it under control soon.
Meanwhile, back in Flirdland...
You know, in a strange way, it actually makes a certain kind of sense. You know how he was always running off to the bathroom at the most inopportune times?
I'm not sure I'm following your detective logic, Mr. Dasher, but hopefully we'll learn something soon. What's the report, Dancer?
Senator Spellbrain is locked up, sire, but he's not talking. In the meantime, you have another visitor. Someone you were expecting, I gather.
Hello, Your Majesty. You, sent for me? All the way from Garbanzo Point, actually.
Yes, Roxanne Hart. Boy, you are a sight for sore eyes. I mean, it's nice to see you. I mean, last time I saw you, I was unconscious, I think.
Listen, Your Majesty. Did you have something you wanted to speak with me about? Because I was in the middle of something.
Yes, direct. That's one of the qualities I was drawn to. I mean that I appreciate about you. That and the niceness of seeing you. Let me come to the point. The issue is King Goober and Castle Jethreel.
King Goober?
Yeah, lately, King Goober's motives and history have obviously become a focal point for us. We sent out a squad to fetch him in Jethreel, but they have not reported in, and I fear the worst.
I see. You want me to find out what happened to them and to complete their mission?
Precisely. It's an important job, and you are the best, most appealing person I could think of for the job. You will pick your team, take command of the Okazu, and go check it out.
Interestingly, this coincides with info that I have for you. Info that comes from a most surprising source that I think you will be very interested in.
You can share that information with me, Commander, on your way to your ship.
Princess Amanda.
Amanda, I was going to call for you.
This mission won't be for the faint of heart, Your Highness. I think you'd better leave it to us professionals.
And I think you should take advantage of someone who knows the territory you are about to move into. If you're going to face King Goober, then make no mistake, I am going with you.
And meanwhile, back in the Northern Tribes.
Greta, what are you doing?
I am thinking of what we have learned. I lost my child all those years ago, and now examination of those orphanage records has not only brought to me knowledge of my child's whereabouts, but also the astonishing revelation that our lives have already been so tightly and unknowingly connected.
I concur. I don't know how our young friend is going to handle the news, but what I meant was... What are you doing with those dice?
I'm paying for our trip home! One more bet, and I'm sure I'll have everything we need! Come on, Lucky Zeben! My dead grandmother needs a new pair of shoes! We have no money, Sticklebrain, so we've got to win it! And to win it, we must be in it!
Maybe, but in the meantime, we can send a message. There's one with us who can travel secretly, not limited by the obstacles that a normal traveler will face.
Oh, Sticklebrain, you don't mean...
That's right. Rusty! Go, Rusty! Take this message to the International Union and tell them what we discovered. Go, Rusty! All our hopes rest with you!
Meow!
What fruit will yield from this convergence of our heroes? Will Rusty succeed in his mission? Find out in the next indomitable episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
Children, light the candle, everything's all right. 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 Yeah!